Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Is happening tonight because of our great sponsors. We could not do this show without our sponsors. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors, if you're getting divorced, it sucks. GELaw.co.uk. It's our personal recommendation. If you're getting divorced, get in touch with them. We're doing a talent show November the 18th. £200 prize pot. £200 of the prize pot is coming from Richard.
Yeah.
£201.01 of the prize pot is coming from Nick at Poseidon. Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer because they've employed two bonds, one of whom is dead. So one of them is a ghost.
Even more powerful.
And one of them is alive. And what that means is they've got everything covered.
Yeah.
They've got everything covered. Devon and Cornwall is safer because of a dead bond walking around. Abbeycare.co.uk if you're struggling with addiction or mental health issues or anything like that. For some people, a recovery centre, a treatment centre is the way to go. I haven't used Abbeycare, possibly might do. We'll see what happens in the future. But I've really looked at their website and I've looked at the treatments that they offer. You have the yearly guarantee that these guys are on the straight and narrow.
They're on the level.
It does look like a really cool place. It's expensive. But if you say that you heard about it on this show, you will get 25% discount, which actually is amazing. It's also, it's COVID friendly. You know, there's social distancing, there's masks, they're doing all the things. One of the things we have to do at college is you have to have the window and the door open, so it's freezing. I love it. I sit by the window every week because I love being cold and everyone's got blankets and stuff. And I'm there just like in a t-shirt. That's why I bring it on. Windows and doors will be open. It sounds silly, but that's where we're at the moment. 34sp.com. We gave away 3 years free web hosting. That's what they do. They host webs. We gave away 3 years free web hosting. It's a really cool company. It's a small company, like 15 to 20 people. They've got some really good deals on. One of the deals is if you use the code TLNA, you will get 3 months free web hosting for free. We have bought the latenightalternative.com, and I think maybe on Sunday I might start building the website. If you're around and you want to join me on Zoom or something,
let's do it.
We might start building the website that's being hosted by 34sp.com. And they're an absolute joy to work with. Stuart, who is kind of one of the head honchos, if not the head honcho. I don't want to say that he is definitively, because there'll be a guy called Steve going, What the hell's he been saying? What the hell is this Stuart? Who is this Stuart guy? Turns out Stuart doesn't even work there. Wouldn't that be funny? That'd be weird.
It's possible.
I think he works there. We didn't actually
check. He's been giving us some great deals.
It really has. it's well worth a look if you're thinking of doing a website. More on them later. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number.
Let's do this.
Right. So now Nelly will come to you in a minute. Next up, it was Vix. And Vix sent us.
It's Vixer.
Well, where did Vix send it? Vix says, no PowerPoint. Oh, no PowerPoint needed.
Oh. or this is just going to be a purely facial thing?
Here we go.
We're in.
Hello.
Oh, and your cat does the same thing that mine does.
Oh, look at that. I didn't spot that. Hello, mate. Look, back turned, disgusted.
Yeah. But still sitting near you. So
disgusted with you. Go to bed, woman. I want to roam the house and have a sleep. Is your cat a boy or a girl?
It's a girl, Lexi.
Lexi, oh, a beautiful name, beautiful cat. Look, does Lexi come and sleep on the bed at any point?
She does. She normally sleeps with me, yeah, but that is her favourite spot. She will literally sit there about 19 hours a day.
Arrogance. The arrogance. I love it. Fantastic. Now, Vix, first of all, you get bonus points. You get bonus points for a cat. You get bonus points for saying no PowerPoint, nothing is required of me. This is why I struggle with quizzes like, I can't remember that last person's name. Well, maybe, I don't know. Because I'm having to focus on the quiz, I'm scrolling, I'm doing all of this stuff. I can't do what you do, which is be a lazy ass. Which is what you do. And you can look and see if there's no holes there for you to attack me.
No, I was just thinking, if that hand gets any closer to my face, you're going to get a karate chop to the windpipe. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Don't trigger the beast, my friend. Don't trigger the beast.
Okay.
I was thinking, I don't know if I can top the last one. I think
you can.
That one too much. So.
I think we'd all top it. If we had a game, guess the celebrity stool, I think we'd top it. Vix, welcome to the show. What have we got?
Well, with it being Halloween week, and I know that you are massive fans of Chatter's Fate.
Yes,
is it
mate.
Called? So I've put together a quiz which is fate or bait. So I've picked out some headlines from some of those past issues.
Beautiful.
Are you a fan of the Chatter's Fate as well?
To be honest, I don't buy it, but I used to years ago work in a convenience store that used to sell it. And when we used to scan in the magazines, that was always my favourite one to flick through.
Just the front page is always a winner. I love it.
Brilliant. Okay, how many questions have we got, please?
10.
Oh, someone who pays attention. Wonderful. Okay, right. And so what are we writing down?
True or false?
Well, I was going to give you the choice. I can either do it in turns, like some of the others do with the true or false, or you can have a crack at answering all of them.
Let's go in turn.
All right,
let's go in turn. That mixes it up a bit. I like this. Hope you're watching, Nikki.
Now, bearing in mind, I've read every single one for about 2 years.
That's true. You go first, Catherine. Go on.
Okay, so the first one then, true or false. Cursed until I was visited by a mystical fish.
Sorry, look at the cat just turning around in the background. Look at that.
Cursed until I was visited.
The face.
A mystical fish. The cat went, well, no, enough. I think that is mystical fish. I don't think it was a fish. I think it was something else. I'm going to say bait.
That was fate. Sorry, Kath.
Go on.
I feel like I'm letting you down.
No, it's fine.
I'm changing the shot a bit because I want to see. There we go. I want to see that. Look at that. We got it. Beautiful. Lexi's. Look at that. It's the arrogance of it. Wonderful. Cats,
it's just the moment she turned around as soon as he got really stupid. That'll do.
I'll make her small so that we can see Lexi. There we go. All right, go on.
I'm being too fiery for her. That's the problem. Okay, Ian.
Yes.
My psychic cat predicts my lottery wins.
Oh, fate.
That was bait.
No! No!
So hopefully I can write for them one day. That's the joke.
Well, hang on. You saying that implies that you think all of the stories are bullshit. And that's made up.
Yeah. Speaking of which, tomorrow we're going to have two people I found in Chatter's Fate.
That's true. We've got some good guests tomorrow that Catherine sorted out.
Okay, Kath.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson visits me on the bog.
Okay, I'm sure he does, Vix, but can we carry on with the quiz, please?
I'm going to say fate.
That was bait as well.
They won't use the word bog.
They would.
Really?
Yeah. I thought they would as well. Okay, number four, so Ian.
Yeah.
I see angels down the veg aisle.
The vag aisle?
Veg. I think I remember that one.
Thank you. Fate.
That one is fate, yes. 1-0 to Ian. Cat.
I just want to see a little smile on your face, that's all. Go on.
My dog was once my daughter.
That's got to be fate. That's got to be real.
I don't remember
that's
that
one. That's got to be real.
Bait.
Fate. That was fate.
Yes, man. That's the best.
That was once my daughter. My God.
Ian.
Hello.
Bob Monkhouse lives in my computer.
I want it to be true, but I'm going to say bait.
It is bait.
Oh!
2-0 to Ian.
This is great.
It was Frankie stuff. Howard.
Okay, Kath. Yeah. A faceless woman watched me in the bath.
Fate. That sounds likely.
That was fate.
That's got to be fate, yeah. This is great, Vix. Thank you.
Okay, Ian. There's a magical unicorn in my garden.
I mean, it sounds plausible.
No, it doesn't.
Bait.
What was that?
Bait.
That one was fate.
I remembered that one.
All these exciting lives that people lead, eh?
Yeah.
All these lunatics walking the streets who aren't on medication. You're being looked at in a really loving.
She's judging you.
I think it's winked. Yeah. She winked. She winked. I love it when cats wink. Sorry, my darling. Yes, we are.
Don't mock.
You're live. You're live on Twitch.
She looks... look at her. Beautiful. Love it.
She's gorgeous, isn't she? Okay. So it's Kath's go then. So it's 2-1. This is your last one, Kath.
Let's go.
Got to get this right, Catherine.
I have.
Father Christmas sends me Ouija letters.
Ouija letters? What's a Ouija letter?
You tell me.
Ouija letters.
I'm going to say that's bait.
I would say that's
fate. So
I would have said that's fake because it's such a weird...
Ouija letter?
So you made that up yourself?
I did, yeah. You're sicko.
Why did you come up with the phrase Ouija letter?
Yeah.
Oh, this is brilliant. Ouija letter. I'm going to use that from now on. Got sent a Ouija letter the other day from Father Christmas. Didn't know he was dead.
Oh, God.
That's Ouija Christmas letter. So sorted.
Right, so we're on the... Oh, I've got one more, have
I? Yeah,
this is for the win as well. It's 2-2.
You could clinch this.
My dead dog's a top bargain hunter.
My what?
Dead dog.
My dead dog is a top bargain hunter.
A top bargain hunter. Not even a bargain hunter. It's a top one.
Yeah, like David Dickinson.
Because of the... Right. If it didn't have the word top in, I would say bait. But the word top makes me think it's fate.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Fate.
It is fate.
Yes! It's the word top. That's what did it for me.
I know.
That's what did it for me. Ah, 3-2. That was awesome. Thank you.
Oh, I like that.
Vix, that was brilliant. Go and get some cat cuddles. You're being looked at in a... Yeah. Oh, you're going to get eaten, I think.
But the good news is you've won yourself a job at Chat is Fate.
Thank you, Vix. That was brilliant. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Del Stokes says bumulet. what a quiz. 5-3, mate.
Yeah.
5-3. Right. Let me do a bit of business.
Again.
Lisa Marie is coming back, so we're gonna try Lisa Marie and then do you fancy a bit of blue or poutang? What's it called? What's the quiz called?
Blue or false.
Blue or false. You fancy a bit of blue or false?
Yeah.
Alright, so we're gonna do Lisa Marie. Nelly.
Stand by.
Stand by. Your services are required.
Oh, dear.
So
what are we on at the moment?
It's 5-3.
3. Okay.
Totally, totally destroying you.
Well, okay. Well, I've got room for a destruction week. Ooh. little throat gurgle there. I do apologise.
How many viewers have we got? We're on about 4,000 viewers here.
God. Yeah, 3.5.
Say 4,000 is fine.
4,000.
Vix, so that, oh, Vix is in the chat. Vix, that was wicked. Thank you, thank
so
you,
funny.
Thank you. Right.
So funny.
Here comes friend of the show, Lisa Marie.
What's that behind you in the window? Oh, it's a cat.
Hang on one sec.
She's outside.
She's
Shelley. Outside. Imagine you open the window and...
The arrogance of these animals.
Do everything for me. Open the window for me.
But
open
we have
the door
a cat
for
flap.
Me.
I like the door.
Feed me. You've just been fed. Feed me again. Hello, Lisa Marie. Uh-oh. Focus. You can do this.
Right. But instead, I thought I'd just show you normally. But I was...
Do it on bits of paper, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going.
Yeah, do it on bits of paper. That's the thing. Honestly, and if you're watching at home and you think, you can do a quiz on bits of paper. I, in some ways, I prefer that. I enjoyed the emoji thing, the emoji pop party. But do things on bits of paper.
The old-fashioned way is often the best.
It's all good. It's all good. Go on then, Lisa Marie. What is the quiz?
It's characters I've drawn or tried to draw, and you've got to try and guess which ones they are.
Okay, all right, let's go for it. Let's have number one, please. Chat, goodbye.
Yes, goodbye, chat.
Goodbye, chat. All right. Oh, you're good. This is going to be a full house, unless you do like a made-up character that no one knows.
They're not all that good, so.
Come on, man, you got it. You got the eye, you got the hand. He's got a hockey hand.
Number two.
Yes, man, that's great. My kids would love this.
This one's a bit worse than the others, but
okay, that's all right. Okay, now my initial thought is Catherine, but then
you might not know this one, but okay.
I know it.
Oh,
why is there a fish near him?
Oh, that's nothing. That's just a.
You can't just put a fish by his head.
It's a blue herring.
And then say it's nothing. I like this. These are good. Number five. Oh, I don't know what that's called. By the way, these bits of paper are going to go in the folder that we're going to sell on eBay one day, and you can't have a penny off because that's my paper. What is he called, that one? What's that one called, Lisa?
Can't tell you that.
Oh, nearly. Nearly. She nearly went for it.
And the last one.
Oh, this is bollocks, this. This is a stupid quiz. Well, I don't know what any of these people are called.
I do. But the second one, I didn't know.
What, let me have a...
No! No one has to go up
then. All right, well, hand it over then.
Swap.
Swapping.
You're not copying.
I don't want a copy. I just want to swap it. You're not copying mine.
One, two, three. I'm not.
You're not. I'm not even touching.
Put your pen down.
I'm not even touching yours.
Come on.
Let me touch yours and you can touch mine.
I don't want to touch yours. Mine's all right. I'm happy with mine.
I was going to put Skellington. All right. That's a stupid question. All right. Let's go for it. Ooh.
Obviously, the first one is Pooh Bear or Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. We got it. One.
Catherine's
put Iron the flash Man. For the next man, but it's Iron Man because she's
it?
A dick.
I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
Okay.
Mario.
Here we go.
Jack Frost. The...
Fuck off. That is the snowman.
No, it's Jack Frost.
That is the snowman.
Oh, it's a good film, that, isn't it?
That is the snowman.
No, it's not.
It's a snowman.
It's completely
Jack
different.
Frost. Jack Frost is all icy.
No.
And it's got like an icy
this
nose.
This is the one about the dead dad that goes in the snowman.
Excuse me. I'll show you Jack Frost, what Jack Frost looks like, right? This is what Jack Frost looks like.
Oh, and first thing up, that's
well, snowman. I don't care about the first thing that comes
there
up.
There it is.
No. I don't care about the first thing there that comes is. Up. No. I'm going to type in the word traditional Jack Frost.
Oh, right, okay.
It's that guy.
No.
There we go. That is Jack Frost. there. Right, I can't show the picture to the boys and girls at
Spiky
home.
Spiky man.
All right, you can have the. They can have it. It's a stupid quiz. Yep. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mike. She's put.
Oh. Go on.
The next one was Mike.
Mike Wazowski.
Yes. And the final one was Jack Skellington.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate you managed to get back on. Hey, that was brilliant,
thank
Lisa.
You.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for persevering. Appreciate it. You've got talent. You got the art talent. She's got the art talent. You know when I diss your quizzes, by the way. I'm pretending. We are so grateful of the work. It. Shut your face. We are so grateful for the work and effort that you all put in. It's 5-4. So here's my thinking.
Yeah.
We've got Ned. Oh, what? Who was the guy that was going to do Connect Four last time that we didn't do? I mean, he could be dead now.
I don't remember.
We could be dead. The guy was going to do Connect Four and then we didn't call him back. The guy that brought a porno magazine into the previous
Foggy.
Week. Foggy. Is Foggy here? It was Foggy. Is Foggy here?
Foggy, are you okay?
Because I would like... I mean, Foggy, if you're dead, I mean, no disrespect to your family. I mean, maybe a blessing for some of them. So, is Foggy here? Quaggy. Okay, all right. That's Foggy's not there. All right. Well, here's my thinking. We got Nelly's blue or false. If you win this, we're on 5-5. We do one more. Mm-hmm. Tiebreaker.
Yeah.
If I win it, it's the night.
Game over.
It's the night over. The losers retreat.
And it is your specialist subject.
Foggy is dead, and then someone says Foggy lives.
Well, one of them is correct.
Okay, so let's go to Nelly. So this could be the last game. If I win, last game. Okay, here we go.
Have we done the sponsors yet?
Oh, we'll get Nelly's.
Blue or false?
Dix, you can't time me out. Hello, officer. We haven't done our sponsors yet. So yeah, could you please do...
Countdown book.
Could you please do the ads for our sponsors?
Not quite.
Start off with Gregorian Emerson
Family Law
Solicitors, please. Gregorian
Emerson,
Family
Law Solicitors.
There we go.
They if you're going through a tough time with your marriage and you're going to be going through a divorce, give them a ring. It'll be all right.
Poseidon Safety Management, please. Nick and Zeus and at Poseidon Safe and all of that good stuff that we get from them. Let's do it.
Poseidon Safety Management, yeah. Nick and all them lot. Have they got a dog?
Yeah.
Zeus.
Bitey, bitey, woof, woof.
Yeah, okay, we can't lose. These people are
paid. Devon and Cornwall.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, and this is a copper. This is an official copper. 34sp.com, the web hosters.
Protecting security.
Did you just fart?
No.
What was that noise? Right.
My feet on it.
If you want to host a web, go to them. They're just top web hosters.
Yeah, use the code TLNA for 3 months.
We may have to do these again. Yeah. And finally, Abbey Care.
Abbey Care is a place where if you are struggling with addiction, they are the finest you will find. It may cost a bit, but if you go to them, it'll be worth it.
Yeah. 25% off if you mention this advert. Well,
what does this mean? Alex says, are you the guy who announced antidepressants meant one could no longer ejaculate? I did say that, yes. That was a one-size-fits-all from personal experience. To my knowledge, you could have been dead now before seeing you here. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, Alex likes Andia.
Well, I'm not sure you do either.
All I say is I wish you peace and love. I'm very close to actually banning Vix, who did that last quiz. I like her, but she's actually trolling in the chat. She's
dear.
Let's have it, Nelly. Talk us through it for the new people. We just lost a thousand views. By the way, we just lost 1,000 viewers.
Well, they're going to miss a treat.
You came on.
They're going to miss an absolute treat.
You lost us 1,000 viewers.
What do you want me to explain the quiz?
Yeah, for the people watching who've not seen it.
So I'm going to, it's going to be like a penalty shootout, five each between Ian and Catherine. I'm going to give a film title, which is a pornographic film, which is a parody of a famous Hollywood film. Some are made up, some are actually real. If it's an actual made up real parody film, say blue, if you think it isn't, say false. Is that right? Yes.
Why are you dressed up as a copper? Have you not just taken your uniform off since you got back from work?
Because he's come here to take down our particulars.
Okay, well, obviously. This is my Bobby Ball tribute. The Boys in Blue.
Rock on, Tommy.
I'm not ashamed to say that I had a little cry this morning.
I found out during a break from college, and I didn't have a cry, but it was like, shit.
I think the problem is that I had my music on, and their theme tune came on later in the day, and I just went completely. I was a fan of theirs before I can even remember, you know, back when I was two or three, my mum and dad watched it. Sad. Anyway, porn films, yeah.
Fix, you're trolling because you are suggesting you're going to time me out during a quiz. That is a troll.
I think you're being oversensitive.
That cat killer hasn't been found.
Wow.
Nelly, let's do it.
Right, so Catherine, you go first this week.
How many questions have we got, please? Sorry?
We'll go one at a time, yeah.
How many questions have you got, please?
We're going to go 10.
Okay, perfect. Let's do this.
All right. Catherine.
Yes.
Blue or false? The Fantastic Foursome.
Seems a little tame. I'm going to say... false.
Incorrect. That is blue.
Oh. Here we go.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
The Witches of Beastick.
False.
The Witches of Beastick. Going false. Correct. One.
Thank
nil.
You. By the way, I've heard that the new Witches movie is scary.
Oh, we're going to watch it this weekend.
I've heard it's scary. Let me know how you get on, because I've heard it's scary. Mm-hmm. I want to know. And my kids get scared
you
easy.
You know, my eldest is the one that gets scared. She won't even watch Scared Shrekless.
What?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay. Is that a joke?
No, it's true. She won't.
All right. Well, let me know. I've heard it is scary.
Okay.
All right. Well, 1-0. Great. Here we go.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, my God. Blue.
Correct. 1-1.
Well, I would have called it Beverly Hills 902169.
That's good. Well, that doesn't. Yeah, well, I know what 69 is, but it doesn't really work with the title, does it? Is it?
It does because it's numbers. It does because it's numbers. Okay, so you got one there. All right.
Also,
one.
I'm never going to get that image out of my mind. So thanks very much for that.
She's very ill, isn't she, Shannon Doherty? She shouldn't make jokes about. Yeah, very ill. Very ill. I don't know if she got better. She was ill a while ago.
She had cancer a while back.
Mm-hmm.
I think she might
well, that's quite ill.
I think she might be better now.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Has anyone checked on Nelly lately?
Oh, God. Foggy, stand by.
Hello?
Hello, Nelly.
Here he is. You're back.
Welcome back, Sergeant.
Wow. Ian.
902169 is funny. It's funny. Nine Beverly Hills 9. I would have put I would have called it Beverly's Hills,
no.
Meaning her breasts.
Beverly's Thrills
902169. I would have called it Beverly's Thrills 9 Ho Poo Bomb 69.
And that, my friend, is why you were chucked out of the pornographic industry.
It's not actually. It's because my penis is small.
Oh, my God. Right, go again.
Steve says, Beverly Cox.
DVDA.
9121 quo.
Surely it should have been Beverly Hills Cox.
By the way, all three of the people involved in this call are parents. Quite young children. Please don't tell social services. Right. Hang on. So who was that? What happened there?
I got that right.
So it's 1-1.
Yeah.
My turn. Let's do it. Hurry up, Nelly. You're losing control of it.
Right. Harry Potter and his enormous horn.
I don't think any of the Harry Potter ones are real. Harry what? Punter?
Punter?
Harry Punter and his enormous born.
What's a punter? That's someone who sees escorts.
The title, no.
Not of this film, it's not. That is false.
Incorrect. Catherine.
Yes.
Have you been on Countdown?
Yeah, I have.
Can we see a clip of it?
No, it's not on anywhere online, so...
Oh, right.
So where... Okay, so it is online.
Goes to different school, does it?
there's a Countdown website. Just type in my real name, you'll find it. And it's there's a reference to it.
Yeah, it was good. I'm not that bothered, actually. Go on. every quo's a goal. Okay.
Catherine.
Yes?
Blue or false, the Shawshank erection.
Yeah, blue.
Blue, incorrect.
I would have called it Sean's wank erection.
Okay, well, when you get your porn company, you can call it what you want.
I lost the keys to the porn company.
Ian.
Can't get in there. Hello, Nelly.
Titty, titty, gang bang.
And I know it, blue.
Correct.
Yeah, I know it.
Did you say correct or erect?
2-1. 2-1.
Catherine.
Why did... Here's a question. Why did Talk Radio let us go and replace us with Christo?
Oh.
He's getting his mum on to argue about Brexit. We're talking about pornos with a pervert.
Who's the real winner?
2-1 you, Ian. Catherine.
Thank you, mate.
Blue or false? Missionary impossible.
Ooh.
Sounds a bit boring, doesn't it?
But, yeah, but...
But if it's impossible, it means everything else. Blue.
Missionary impossible is blue? About a man who kind of get a boner.
Correct, Catherine.
He gets lowered down from the ceiling. I bet he does. All right, so it's 2-2.
You've got to do it before he blows.
This penis will self-destruct in 15 seconds.
Quick, hide this.
Ian.
Hello, sir.
Oh, dear.
Blue or false?
Yes, mate.
Bent her.
What?
Bent her.
Bent her or bent?
Bend her. Like chariot race and that.
I'm going to say blue.
Incorrect. That's false.
Oh, convincing.
Okay. I'll give you that.
One left for each of you. I have a tiebreak needed.
Okay, mate.
Catherine.
Yes.
Your last one. DP Impact.
Oh my God, I've just pulled my headphones out. Ironically, you just plug it back in. blue.
Doorbells.
Incorrect.
Oh, we should make it. It's a bell.
Stetson.
Here we go.
Ian.
This is it. This is it.
So.
I don't know how they can hear the music. Yes.
So. There was a film released on July the 4th starring Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum. Is this a porn parody? In rear entrance there.
If I get this right,
yeah,
I win this week's quiz. If I don't, we go into a tie-break situation. Please may I hear the movie title again, Nelly?
In rear entrance there.
Whole day with bumming. If I was younger, possibly. False.
Going false.
I'm going false.
Incorrect. That was a blue.
Oh!
You're a pervert. You're a pervert.
Okay, here we go. Let's have it.
So, first person who answers either blue or false. If they are right, they get the point. If they don't, the other person wins.
You can do it right now, please.
Are you each ready?
Yes. I would not say yes. But I certainly would not say no.
Right. Blue or false? Tits a wonderful life.
False.
Blue. Ian got in there first and said false. Catherine said blue anyway, so it wouldn't make a difference. Tits a wonderful life.
Tension cup.
Is it blue?
Blue.
Catherine Boyle, you are the winner.
Perfect.
Wow. Yes! Incredible scenes. Yes! Incredible. Yes! Incredible scenes. Thank you very much, Nelly. Excellent stuff as always. Foggy, we need you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Foggy, we need you. I know Foggy's in the chat. Foggy, we need you. This all comes down to Foggy and his Connect Four. This is insane. Who is this? Back in the game.
She's back in the game.
Back in the game. Foggy style. Let's do it Foggy style. Foggy, come on. Foggy.
You are a pervert.
You can right now, please.
I've started to think there is no Foggy.
He was in the chat like 10 minutes ago.
Maybe he's gone to get his Connect Four.
Foggy. Honestly, where is he? Foggy. Foggy, where are you? Foggy's a...
Is he playing hide and seek?
Foggy, I'm giving you 10 seconds.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Oh, Foggy!
Foggy.
Hello there.
Foggy.
Can you see me?
Foggy.
Foggy. You're not saying Foggy anymore. Hi, Foggy.
How does... Look at that picture of the bee in the background. How...
I did that.
Well, I know, and he stole it from you. So we're going to report him to the police. Foggy, how does it feel? Just a month ago, you were shamed for your...
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to redeem myself. Right. Didn't work last time. Can we see this?
Yes, mate. We can, buddy.
Righto.
This is it.
Right, okay. So you've got your drop zone at the top. You select
drop
your
drop
like start.
Zone! Foggy, could I ask you to move it 3 inches to your right, please?
To my right, that way.
To your right. That perfect. That was... Wait, no. To your right. Keep going.
There.
That's perfect, and then okay. we can all see us. Foggy, could I ask you to take your glasses off and look through two of the holes as though the Connect Four board was actually your glasses?
Does that work?
Oh, Foggy.
Yes, mate. It looks like you're in some weird Doctor Who from in the thing of the TARDIS prism with glasses for eyes. Right, let's all do right. it.
Who's starting then?
I'll go first.
You're going to start. You're red then, Ian.
Five.
Select your shaft.
Five.
Catherine.
Four.
Sorry?
Four.
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 Five.
Three.
Oh, cheeky. Five.
Five.
Six.
Four.
This is great with the haircut one.
It really is. Six.
Two. Four.
Six.
Four. Connect Four.
Extreme Connect Four.
You've invented Danger Connect Four. That was insanely exciting, man.
Brilliant. I'm pleased it worked. I was... like I needed to redeem myself.
No, you didn't. It was all cool. We were cool with the thing. It's just we have to be careful about stuff. But that was never going to fail. The fact that you were calling it drop zones and shafts. I mean, the little bit of reverb, a little bit of exciting music. Foggy, we love you. Thank you. Thank you for heeding
Brilliant.
The call.
Nice.
And that was lovely. We may use you as... That's a great tiebreaker, by the way. That is a great tiebreaker for the future. So keep that close with you all the time in case we ever need to call on you.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Catherine.
Apparently in the chat it's like slow motion. Everyone going, no.
It was Connect Four is great. And I'm great at it because when I was in Rome, me and my boys played it all the freaking time. It's such a good game. And it's that kind of thing you sort of have to distract them a little bit. And, you know, go off in a couple of different directions. Listen, it was Connect Four. I won it. It's 6-5. Where is my black... you know what? Your kids nicked my black marker pen.
Did they?
Yeah, they... Oh, there it is.
It's right here.
So 4-3.
I apologise to my kids. I don't know that you said that. It's not true.
Well, I don't need to apologise then. Steve says, I gasped and my wife asked me if I was okay. What a good tie break, says Vic. She's just trying to suck up because she's going to get probably get banned, actually, for her trolling in there. Best end to TSQTWD. Hey ho, let's quo.
Quo, 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 Merry Christmas.
Jen says, the show tonight has put such a big smile on my face. You're very welcome.
Good.
That was good, man. Congratulations.
Well done.
This is honestly, what I tell you what, this to us is like the easiest show of the week, right? Because we just, it's, you know, it's a long day and we come and do this. You lot are brilliant. Oh, hello, Pats. You lot are brilliant. The quiz is perfect size, apart from that one that was 15. Sort of between 5 and 10, 8 and 10. 8 is a good number. They were great. They were great. All of those quizzes, the thought, simple is the better. I like Lisa holding up the pictures.
Yeah.
I like that. Simple is better. But the imagination that you lot put in is wonderful and it is appreciated. And this is the point I was going to make. I was at college today. I had a really good day. And I thought, I should tweet. I think this is one show where you kind of have to tweet in the day. Oh, don't forget we're doing the quiz. If you want to take part, come up with something. And the number of people, it was 4, that said, this is the highlight of my week. I mean, that honestly, that means a lot. That is wicked. We should do a proper, I thought Nelly's sponsorship messages were absolutely atrocious. So let's do a quick thank you to 34sp.com. This show couldn't happen without these sponsors, could it, Pats? You wouldn't get fed without the sponsors. 34sp.com, they are ethical web hosters. They look after their staff. There's a team of 15 to 20. It's only a small company, but if you phone them up, you'll get through to someone who will be able to help you. They can speak English. They can speak fluent geek. They can mix up. They can do like a kind of Esperanto of all of the different technical languages and human. They can't actually speak literal Esperanto, so don't... You know, William Shatner made a movie in Esperanto.
Thank God.
Okay. 34sp.com, use the code TLNA. You will get 3 months free web hosting. Abbeycare, specialist addictions recovery clinics. It's Glasgow and it's Gloucester. Been going for over 15 years. Beautiful buildings, lovely team, really good therapy. You're seeing medical doctors, you're seeing psychotherapists, you're seeing counsellors, you're seeing addiction specialists, you're having solo work, you're having group work, you're having all of the stuff, residential. It's great. It ain't cheap. I hope you don't need to use it, but if you mention this show, you get 25% off. Poseidon. How do we just lose 1,000 viewers? Poseidon Safety Management. We have a bit of a laugh, you know, with Nick and stuff like that. But we would never... We respect him. And I tell you why we respect him. Because he could kill us with a moment's notice. If he wouldn't, the dog would. But the dog is scared of cats. But actually, at Poseidon Safe on Twitter, it's so funny watching him and Richard Gregorian argue on Twitter. It is the funniest thing. I can't work out how much of it is real and how much of it is play. It may all be real.
I think there's a bit of a bromance going on.
It is hilarious. It is hilarious. Hilarious. Kate, we didn't get to your thing. I'm sorry. You're such a good sport. You can do the spooky themed lip reading next week if you want. Please, please, please. Sorry. We'll make you a priority next week, Kate, if you get in touch. Did you call in and did we miss it? I missed a few calls. We'll do spooky lip reading. We'll do that next week. Thank you. So Nick and the team at Poseidon Safety Management, thank you. They are putting up over £200 for the talent show that we're doing on November the 18th. Richard from Gregorian Emerson, gelaw.co.uk, is putting up another £200. We've got £401.01 in the prize pot for the talent show that we're doing on November the 18th. That's the next kind of big thing that we have got going. That's what we got going. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We've still got a little bit longer of the show.
We have.
We'll do a raid in a bit. We'll go and find someone new to kind of infiltrate. But
I've been enjoying the raids.
Oh, I've been enjoying. We've had some good raids and good people. Oh, we've got some guests next week. We've got Wee Claire's going to come on next week. I'm a big fan of. She does a great stream. I think she's going to do a stream and stream a little bit later, then kind of come and raid us, and then we'll have her on and chat about stuff that she's up to. She's very different to us. Because I did her Wee Claire Con, and it's great. This whole weekend that she planned, and she had really good guests. She had Armando Iannucci was on.
Right.
And some other really cool guests, Bill Allen, some other people. And it was really meticulously planned. You know, I was told weeks in advance when I would be on and what I needed to prepare and all that. And it's great. It's not how I normally work, but it's good to work in other people's things. And I said, oh, you come on the show. And I was chatting to her. I went and saw her stream the other day, and then we texted. And she said, oh, do you want to send me any questions or what we were talking about or what I need to prepare? I said, dude, we're getting you on because we like you. So we'll just chat about streaming, about how you're finding the world at the moment, and we'll just have a laugh and we'll just plug you. So there's no tricks. It's going to be a chat.
Yeah.
We don't need to plan anything. So she's coming on. The two gentlemen that do the Nothing Is Real podcast, which is my Beatles podcast. It's just the best Beatles podcast. They're coming on. But tomorrow, Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Well, we're going to be speaking to Linda, who I've just got a message from about...
What's that? Who is Linda and what is happening with Linda?
Linda's had a spooky story in December's issue, Chat Is Fate. Yes, December's issue, spookily, because I'm a subscriber. I get them early. So
okay.
You won't have seen it in your magazine.
I know. Beautiful.
Are into Chat Is Fate. So Linda's going to be doing telling us her story. We will also be talking to the paranormal porn stars who are doing something special for Halloween.
I know.
We will also be talking to what are they called? Paranormal
men. Exorcists.
No, what are they called? Damn it. They're another one. They're a paranormal group who were chased around Cannock Chase by a ghost of a black-eyed child. Who else have we got? I'm forgetting someone. Anyway, it's going to be brilliant. And also,
Steve Pepper.
Hey, we've been getting your emails through with your paranormal stories and evidence as well. So keep those coming if you've got any footage.
Now, in a desperate attempt to try and redeem herself. Vix has said, I've got a suggestion.
Oh, I know. The lady who's made up her own tarot cards.
There we go.
There we go.
For a replacement for changing rooms when you've run out of episodes, which you almost have done. There are old episodes of 999 Lifesavers with Michael Burke on YouTube, and they are gold. Let's have a little look. Let's have a little look. What's this?
999 Lifesavers. Tonight on Lifesavers, the boy in a terrible crash they thought no one could survive. Plus, how to keep kids safe on the road. And the go-kart accident that called on the new skills of two young lifesavers.
This music is great, man. You're right, Pat-Pats.
When you get into a car, what's the first thing that you do?
Oh, that is a great question. Fart.
What's the first thing you do whenever you get anywhere?
First thing I do when I get in a car. That is a great question.
I'll put on my seatbelt.
I'm going to go and find out.
Okay. He's just gonna go back to his car. He's locked himself out. I think he's left. If I hear the engine going. probably has gone out those fart, though, to be honest. That's what, mind you, why you'd spare my nostrils after all this time, I don't know. What did you find out?
I was right, it's fart. Mm. No, I put the keys into the pot and then I pressed the clutch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't attach yourself in any way?
The seatbelt, not while I'm reversing off the drive.
What's going on here? What's this? You look like you've got a bit of a titch marsh there.
Look at that white bit. Yeah. I'm getting so thin on top. You, I know you're saying I'm not. I am.
I don't think you are. Look at that.
Look at that. You can see it. Well, but that didn't used to be there.
Simon Cowell had his hair like that for a long time, didn't he?
The thing is, my dad went thin. It didn't go bald, but it went thin. That will happen. It's life. So that's what I do. Anyway, okay. Let's find out what Burke says.
With most drivers, it's instinctive.
Fuck, goodness sakes.
You put on your own seatbelt. But it's also a legal requirement for drivers to make...
Has he got a fake hand? Look at his left hand.
The 14 in the car are also properly restrained.
I thought he was wearing a driving glove, but it's his actual hand.
Last year, more than 1,000 children, that's the equivalent of an entire school, were killed or seriously...
In fairness, that's quite a big school, 1,000 kids. If he's trying to tell us a whole school of kids died, that's quite a big school.
Mm. Injured while they were travelling in cars. According to the Department of Transport...
Oh, hang on. Injured.
Last year, more than 1,000 children. That's the equivalent of an entire...
She's drinking beer. Could you stop her, please?
There's no beer left.
...entire school were killed or seriously injured seriously while they were travelling in cars. According to the Department of Transport, 90% of those deaths and serious injuries could have been avoided.
If they were wearing a seatbelt, I bet they weren't in car seats back then.
96, no.
If the children had been properly strapped in.
Seatbelt wasn't law back then in the back.
Wasn't
96,
it?
Nope.
Yes, it was.
I never wore one.
I did.
I still don't in the back. I like to live a little bit dangerously.
I don't. More and more...
Sorry?
Hello?
Juliette Morris is in the back of his car.
Why isn't she sitting in that seat?
Please let me out. He won't let me go.
Been avoided.
I forgot about Juliette Morris.
Strapped in.
Look at his face.
He's like... Hang on.
Also, why has she got to be in the back?
Oh, because
he's
she's...
the man.
Yeah, look at his eyes. He's looking to the... passenger rear. Well, she's in the driver's
she's
rear.
She's directly behind him, yeah. He should be like that.
Yeah. He's looking over there.
Yeah.
And you're right, he should be...
Juliet. Any more of that, I'm going to pull over.
Are they in the same car? What car does he get into? We don't see. Okay. All right.
That a frightening proportion of them weren't correctly fitted. In our first story tonight, Julie Ulliott was careful to...
Who? Julie Ulliott? Mm. This is the same as the crap they put out now, where it's like Matt Allred, it's a man and then a woman.
Mm. Ulliott was careful to make sure that this seat for her two-year-old son, Matthew, was properly fitted. But she never dreamt it would be put to the ultimate test.
It travelled through time and got stood on by a dinosaur.
Or it got pounded in one of those crushers.
A child will rattle around that car like an egg in a...
egg in a what?
Hang on a minute. Yes. Egg in a teapot.
Tin can?
By the way, that's a green screen if anyone wants to use it.
An egg in a tin box.
Tin box?
You don't...
Or a child in a car?
There's no doubt whatsoever he would have become a missile inside the vehicle.
A missile.
Inside the vehicle.
No, he didn't say vehicle, he said vehicle.
The consequences of not having them in a car seat.
The what, sorry? The consequences of the what with the what the who now?
Vehicle.
The consequences of not having them in a car seat.
In a she says it three times.
Oh well, she means it.
The consequences of not having them in a car seat. You know,
three times.
They're thinking about really.
Let's not think about it then. Next.
Is that Doctor Who?
Oh, it does look like.
That's Doctor Who. Ow.
Would you leave that pen alone, please, madam?
Not really. We had a quick fit car seat fitted purely because...
Oh, Julie Elliott. Yeah.
I was never really that confident that I'd managed to sort of fit the car seat in right. But I always felt more confident with that seat because...
Hello, geezer. Look at that face. Look at that face. What a lad.
Ow. There was never any sort of play in it.
I'm going to kill you. Who does he look like? He looks like Hello, Hello, isn't it?
I think he looks like the Chuckle Brother.
He looks like every man in the 1970s that I saw.
And Matthew always seemed very secure in it.
Matthew and his mother, oh. Julie, are played by actors.
Okay, that's good to know.
Well, the actor is cute.
Zoe Ball.
Does that boy know he's an actor?
Now we'll be home in a minute. Yeah, what age can you become an actor?
Rather
than
just like a stunt kid.
I'd had a day out with Matthew. We'd been to the North Yorkshire Moors Railway to a Thomas the Tank Engine.
I'm not convinced by this woman's story.
This seems like a lot of extra detail.
Yeah.
Almost like she's making it all
special. And he'd had a really exciting time. He'd met the Fat Controller and thought...
Always good to meet the Fat Controller.
That was absolutely marvellous.
He's not called the Fat Controller anymore, is he?
No, you know, he's called
something, isn't he? Or Sir something.
It was getting quite late.
Topham hat.
And he was just sort of dozing off in the back of the car. I'd swerve before I even realised what I'd done.
Oh, blimey. She's nosed that right up.
She wouldn't be moving at that point. That is, she's just in a car doing that.
And she's acting.
Yes, exactly. It's acting.
It's acting.
Let me just do a little bit of business. It's acting, that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We're not watching all this, guys. Don't worry.
Oh. I was hesitant about doing this, but actually, I think we might be onto something.
I think maybe watching a kiddie accident is not the best one.
I saw a car veer across.
Mudge sticks, Webster.
From the outside lane of the dual carriageway across the inside lane, and then it...
Well, hang on a minute. They could have done a better reconstruction than that. Pretending that's the car they were in.
Just flew and hit into a tree.
Most amazing accident I ever saw. Not the most amazing accident, but no, actually, the most amazing thing I ever saw was... I don't know if it was behind me or it was beside me. It's on the motorway, and a car veered from the what we mistakenly call the fast lane, and it veered and it went straight up the embankment, and it went on for ages, and it was incredible. And I pulled over and I phoned 999. Then I got out to see how they were, and there was a couple in there, and they were fine, and the car was absolutely effed. The wheels were buggered. And he's going, can you help me push it back onto the road? I said, dude, that car's going nowhere. Look at the wheels. He said, no, I think it'll be... They were fine. They weren't pissed or anything. It was just something had gone in the car, I imagine. I said, dude, I'm not going to help you push it because that is your car. But I've called and then the police rocked it. Anyway, that was...
Blimey.
The car looks as if, you know, somebody wouldn't walk away from that accident. The windscreen was missing from the car and the bonnet was up.
Now, he's not an actor. Is that him?
Some of the windows were smashed and I noticed then
the
child.
Yeah, he said only her and the kid were... Seat.
So what is going on? What is going on that he's recreating this?
That's quite... No, that's not him, is it?
That's him.
And the immediate thought with him, because I realised he was strapped into a child seat, was to get him out of the vehicle before.
So the child seat saved his life? I thought it didn't.
999 Lifesavers, the clue's in the title.
I feared it had burst into flames. I was just shocked that, you know, a child could not only survive something like that, but walk away from...
So hang on, what they're saying is a car seat was good.
Make sure you get a car seat. Because he walked away from this. Well, he didn't walk away. Got
Mark and Debbie Scrimshaw were next on the scene.
Are you with us? Are you with us? Are you with us? Are you with us, spirits?
Aware that Daryl had already taken Matthew out of the wreckage.
Look after his mum.
Okay, go back.
Was somebody with you?
Was somebody with you?
The child seat was empty. My thoughts were, where was the child? Was that, had the child been thrown?
How far away did this bloke take it? What is that about?
The car was in a ditch.
But you worry that the car's going to blow up, I guess. I've seen films.
Oh, you know. Do you know they did tests and of lighting spilt petrol by flicking a cigarette at it, and it lit about 0.02% of the time. You can't. So, it's almost impossible to light.
So all those tough guys walking away from
bollocks. Yeah. I read that the other week.
Even worse, was it in the road?
It's fine. I've got the boy out of the back. It's fine. So...
What, mate, with respect, well done for saving the boy. What the fuck? Why didn't you tell us? We thought he'd flown out like an egg in a tin box.
No, it's with my girlfriend. So he's got
him. It's with my girlfriend. We're gonna adopt
him. Oh, well, that was strange then, because he said, "I'm gonna help." Go back to when he handed the baby over to the girlfriend.
With great pleasure.
Because it seemed very formal to me. I didn't think they knew each other.
I'm very suspicious of this guy.
She said, you know, child, goodbye.
Not only survive something like that, but walk away from
he
it.
He didn't
unscathed.
Walk away, you picked him up.
Mark and Debbie Scrimshaw were next on the scene.
Oh, hang on, have we...
I feared it had burst into flames.
There you go, he thought it was going to blow up.
You know, Fox. Child could not only survive something like that, but walk away from it unscathed.
Mark and Debbie Are you with us? Next on the scene, unaware that Daryl had already taken Matthew out of the wreckage.
Look after his mom.
Okay, go back.
Go back.
Oh, listen. Okay, goodbye.
Why didn't the girlfriend help Matty? I'm very suspicious.
It was empty. My thoughts were, where was the child? Had the child been thrown from the car? Was it in a ditch somewhere? Or, you know...
You've been kidnapped by a pervert.
Fine, I've got the boy out of the back. It's fine. Sorry, it's with my girlfriend. So he's got him out.
Where is he? Until I saw him myself.
You see that tree? Right, on the other
side
of that...
there's a woman in the car that they think might blow up, so...
I was concerned as a mother. He's fine. And having seen him, it was a question of then we'll move on and help Julie.
Keith. Don't worry. Keith. Is Keith your partner? Your husband?
Partner, 1996, unusual.
Yeah.
I would have said boyfriend or husband.
Talking to her, you could almost imagine that
Partner back then had the kind of, must be gay.
Yeah, gay partner. Is Keith your gay lesbian lover?
He was just trapped and there were no injuries. But when I looked down at her legs...
She had amazing legs, stunning pins.
I saw she was covered in scales.
Couldn't understand how she could stay so calm talking to me. With those injuries, she must have been really suffering.
Okay, no more jokes. No more.
I think she's
going to be in a wheelchair now, so no more jokes.
You reckon? Well,
yes. If she's in a wheelchair, Vix, and I've been making jokes about your band.
Thought that maybe we were just saying he was all.
I feel I've been stitched up here.
So that she wasn't unduly concerned, and until she saw him, she wouldn't truly relax.
See him there.
He was held at a distance so that she could see him and see that he was fine. But he couldn't see her.
Who is this woman? God?
Well, as a mother, she knows.
They're on the way, love. I can hear the sirens.
I thought at any time that we would lose her. I couldn't see the blood. I couldn't see that there was anything that I could do. But I was aware that she must be losing a lot, and I just thought any time she could just die.
The emergency services arrived within 12 minutes of the accident.
A person can bleed to death from one badly fractured.
All right, Bob, we get the idea. Bob Crisp. All right, okay, there might be something in that, although that was pretty bleak.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think, no.
Vix, you're banned. You're banned from the show.
No.
You're banned.
You're
banned.
I think, haven't we seen enough ambulances lately?
You're banned. Vix, you're banned. You're banned. You can apply to be unbanned, but I don't think it's worth it. It's a terrible. Try this one, she says. No!
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 You have
have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.